Boy, I tell you, it's rough. Happy holidays, everybody. And if you're like me, you're getting no respect. This part of the year is very hard, I tell you. But one thing that really helps me is listening to the boys at Life's a Binge, I tell you what. Here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show.
Thank you.
And following us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook.com/Life's a Binge. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail, you can do that. You can reach us at 619-438-0532. We had a phone call from dogs barking last week.
Yep.
And
very popular.
We had a phone call from BJ last week, and we bet that you had no idea what the number was and that you had to look it up on Facebook.
You'd be right.
Now,
I did have an idea.
Success.
Yeah, but not well enough, not confident enough just to dial it. So I said, you know what? I know where it's at on Facebook.
Tony. I was like, Tony, speaking of, thanks, Tony, for subbing in last
week.
Man. It was good times.
Thank you, Tony.
That was really stepping up to the plate.
But I asked Tony, I was like, hey, you want to call the voicemail? What's the number? He's like, I don't know. It's programmed in my phone.
Call Life's a Binge.
I was like, so apparently I'm the only one that knows it.
Well, it's good because you're the one who says it.
I say it every
time. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
619-438-0532. Yeah.
438-0532.
Now you have it.
I wish it was something fun like 619 Life's a Binge or whatever.
Spelled something. Yeah. Spelled.
We could look up and see what it's. We could look up and see what it spells.
Except zero has no letters on it. So
yeah,
0532.
Just say it's an O.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's an O. Or something. Right?
Wowie, wow.
Wow. So I put it in the only place I could think of.
Oh. So, dear Lord. That one's
that's not a good.
Where's that?
what place, Jerry?
Where's my nose. My nose.
Patreon.com/Life's a Binge if you want to help out financially. That would be much appreciated. We have some wonderful patrons out there. People like Tony and David and Kathy and Jess and BJ.
I took a picture of David yesterday.
Nice.
Or day before yesterday.
She posted on Life's a Binge Instagram.
I have not
Instagram.
Yet, but I'm going to do it right now as we're speaking.
On the Life's a Binge Instagram, at Life's a Binge.
But it was good. It's just good. And David says we should get him on just to, but anyway, he says, I just love listening when I'm doing my laundry, and I laugh and laugh, and people are wondering what I'm laughing at.
Nice.
Like, good, man. That's good. That makes me happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wonder what he laughs at. Does he laugh at fart jokes?
Probably.
I don't know. He laughs at, all of a sudden, yeah, David's like, cancels his Patreon.
Right. I can't believe
I don't pay for fart jokes.
How lowbrow.
How dare you?
Oh, good times.
But anyway,
good.
David out there, thanks, man.
That's fantastic.
We appreciate you and all of our patrons.
Hell yeah.
Sure
and the honorary bingers as well. They are all awesome. Awesome in their face. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Not much for the booty. But your faces are great.
Does that mean they're good looking?
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that one. Oh, good times. You can email us at lifesofbinge@gmail.com. I think that's all the business. The bookkeeping. But with that, let's go ahead and take our breath.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's
up? What's up? I got something. What's up?
Holiday.
Right on.
You snuck into the freaking playoffs, dude. How did that happen?
Dude, skills.
Like, you're in the finale.
I'm in the finals.
Did he win his last game?
Yes.
And then, yeah.
Oh, dude, that game was awesome.
I was like, I told Nick, who's a friend of the show, what up, Nick? I was like, dude, it's going to, because Jason, the other guy, Just the Tip, is their best friends.
Right.
Mm. And I was like, dude, you're going to be facing off with Jason. Like, it's going to be great. Da, 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 da. He's like, I don't know. Jason's not going to make it. And I was like, no, he'll make it in. And we were just completely 100% sure that Nick was going to beat you. And then, like, he literally, like, dee, 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 like, and it snuck, like, in by, like, 2 points.
Yeah, dude, it went back and forth. It was awesome. It, like, went back and forth. And, like, if the game, like, if Kamara didn't
Alvin
have that
and
one.
The Kamaras.
If he didn't have one more run at the end, that would have been the difference of it. Yep. If there were so many things. If they would have thrown one more pass to Michael Thomas, I would have, you know, I probably would have lost.
I was like the Raiders of that at the end. I needed, like, 70 different things to happen in order to make it, and none of them happened.
You know, that was really fortuitous, for me to have won that game. And I had a game earlier in my other league, too, where the only thing I needed, this is so great, the only way I was going to win, it was like, I need the Seattle defense to intercept and run it back for more than 50 yards.
Yeah.
And, like, in that game, they, like, got the interception, and I'm at my brother's house.
Ah!
And I just said it. Oh, here we go. This is what I need. And, like, literally, like, within, like, 30 seconds, this is what I need. I need this to happen. And, like, boink, run, go, go, go. And I'm doing this. And people were laughing so hard. I'm doing this dance.
Absolutely.
Like, that's the only way I could have won.
I'm also in a championship that I have no business being in. Nice. Because last weekend, he's like, oh, man, I need Cam Newton to, like, really suck it up tonight if I have any. Oh, well, look at that. Whoa.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's one of those things. Todd Gurley's not putting up numbers. Jared Goff isn't putting up
numbers.
Dude,
the Saints failed people miserably.
Brees hasn't put up numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kamara's had a pedestrian couple games.
It's pedestrian.
It's crazy.
I don't know if that word to describe anything.
It is good.
People walking in the street.
The only thing I did over the past couple of recordings was I went and saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Dude, that's all the rage right now.
But I'm sure we'll talk about that after the commercial break.
We will.
It was fantastical.
Good, man.
Say that during What's Up.
Good.
And
that is up because you know you're off like work.
Yeah.
I went to a movie.
Made it to the movies.
Right on.
It was fantastic. And I too am in a fantasy football championship game.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
In Casey Gardner's league?
Nope. I lost miserably.
So you have three leagues?
I am in three leagues.
Okay.
Which is the perfect amount of leagues to be in.
I like
in charge of one, two for fun. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, are you're not in, or you are in? We're all three in a championship.
I'm in a championship in the league that I am in charge of.
Hell yeah.
I'm in the one that. Who's in charge of this one?
Me. Jared is.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
Not so rookie. You can win the Not So Rookie of the Year trophy.
Hey.
There is a trophy. Whoop. And if you win, your name goes on the trophy and you keep the trophy for a year.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yes.
Sweet.
But I'm also in the loser pool still.
Dude,
one of three
I
remaining
can't believe
players.
That's still going on.
Wow.
All right. So, dude. So that's,
I'm good at picking losers.
It's $500. It's $500.
Only
$500.
So you're not interested in trying to like.
We just agreed. Every time there's been an offer of a split, I've been like, yeah, give me the money. Give me the money now.
Right.
And there's been these greedy a-holes.
And you're like, no.
That are like, nope, I'm got it, I got it, I got it. And then those bastards.
They're the ones
that lose. They're out.
Knocked off. Now there's three of us left, and we all just agreed today to take 50 now, and then the winner gets 350 later.
50? Oh, man.
I know.
I don't know. I think I'd have done 100
that
now.
Was that your buy-in?
That's what I suggested.
And
I was like, 100 now, and the winner gets 200 more. Yeah. And nope.
Dude, 500 is...
The buy-in was $10.
Yeah.
There was
11
50
bucks,
people
yeah.
in it.
So you're already way up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't believe I'm still in there.
Dude, wow. That's tight.
Plus, Washington's going to lose this week, so I'm not no sweat off my back.
Who are they playing?
That's your pick?
Oh, yeah.
Who are they playing?
They're playing somebody that's going to beat them.
And does it... Have you looked at everyone else's
hey,
like?
Man, you never know.
I mean, there.
I know.
You got
any given Sunday.
And Josh Johnson. You got USD's Josh Johnson playing quarterback for him. You never know.
It's crazy. But anyway, that's enough football chat.
That's football.
Anybody else do anything other than football?
Yeah. I didn't do anything. Oh, I saw Spider-Verse as well. I saw it twice, actually.
That's so great.
I saw it twice as much as you did.
God, I can't wait to see it again. I was laughing so much. And so I'm like, I missed some stuff, I'm sure.
I was laughing and it gave me the feelings.
Yeah. And
right
it was like still. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Right on.
What'd you do while you were gone? We missed you, man.
He didn't see Spider-Man.
I didn't see Spider-Man.
You've been gone for 2 weeks.
I didn't see Spider-Man. I so enjoyed listening last week, though.
Yeah.
So much. Oh, yeah, it was great. Because it was like, you know, when you do it and you listen, you kind of know what happened.
What were you doing last week?
I mean, I like to do myself.
Jesus, BJ.
Whoa, BJ.
I guess not that. Not that. Okay. Well,
I'm going to overuse that like there's no tomorrow.
What do you like to do on your day off?
I mean, I like to do myself.
So. You know, whatever you do with your own time, hey, that's you, man.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so anyway, so for real, what was going on?
Work, and
you were like marching at the zoo and your hip was hurting
Yeah, it was all getting me down. I've been feeling better the last few days. Yeah. Everything's been better. Everything's been better.
Nice.
Like, just my mental state, my physical pain. I got some CBD cream.
Mm.
Yesterday it seemed to work almost miraculously for like relieving the pain. I had to go back out and take care of Andrea's fancy wedding ring with the platinum band. Ooh. To get this new to get it reset in there in a real secure way.
Nice.
And so we're getting that done this week.
When do you have the surgery planned, or are you
planning? My plan
it,
is
or?
I've talked to the doctor and I said I'd like to do it in March, and he's like, all right, you should try to lose as much weight as you can
right
between now and then. Like, anything you can do will help before then. I'm like, cool, I'm down. So we're looking at, maybe normally I wouldn't want to do it, a keto diet, but I'm looking at doing that, and I think especially for guys, it kind of works.
It works well.
Fast.
Well, and then because I mean, there's a hiccup in there in the fact that you can't necessarily do a bunch of cardio because your hip is like one of the main things you need to run, walk, bike, any of that main stuff. You could swim, I guess,
and just in general weight loss.
Well, yeah, for like your car, like how are you going to get your cardio in if you can't freaking walk?
That's
like,
the hard part, and so that's why. Normally I wouldn't, but normally I would just try to like reduce my calories and probably like cut back on carbs. I always like just watch your carbs in general, but like to completely eliminate them.
Oh yeah, sugars and all that crap. Yeah,
yeah. I'll have to look into it.
It's a lot.
But what I've heard is that for guy, I mean, I think it's similar to what was that other like diet that was all meat?
Atkins.
Yeah, Atkins. But I don't want something that's going to be unsustainable.
Right.
But I would be down for losing some weight quickly through the Atkins or keto diet,
and then
trying to like maintain it afterwards, especially after I feel more comfortable and I can walk and get some exercise.
That is the idea.
So this pain-free, not pain-free, but alleviation from pain from the CBD cream, hopefully can allow me to do some stuff too.
Nice, so, good times.
Yep.
Anything else? No, we're good.
Nope.
Good on that.
Yeah. Long.
That's what's up. What's up?
This just in.
News.
I was doing all sorts of stupid gestures.
You're directing,
conducting
I'm picturing like a 1950s network news where they do it live.
Oh yeah,
Leopold.
They
do it live.
Yep. Yeah, that's what they do. So they have the news theme playing by an orchestra in a sound studio, and you're like.
I love the opening of Moulin Rouge when they do the 20th Century Fox logo. Because the opening of Moulin Rouge has like a big curtain, and then the curtain opens, and then like you see the little conductor guy stand up, and it's like brata, 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 and he's like conducting it, and it's all like over dramatized. It's fucking great.
I haven't seen that in a while, I remember enjoying it a lot.
Anyway, news. There's been a couple trailers came out.
News.
Yeah. Anybody got any like actual news before we talk trailers or?
Well, Penny Marshall.
Big. Oh, that was it. That was what I was wanting to talk about.
Penny Marshall is big. And, well, I got a lot to say about that.
I know. We can make an episode of that.
She was big.
This one or
the... No, this one. Yeah, we'll do it next
We'll talk
time.
About it.
We'll do like an actual in like a Penny Marshall episode.
Not this one? Or no.
What are you... How is this confusing? This is not...
Because you're saying we'll do one, and I'm like...
We'll
do like,
one.
But not this episode.
Not this episode.
No.
Okay, well, I mean, that's part of the news.
Are
so
we
that's
prepared
like,
to talk about all Penny Marshall stuff right now?
I'm prepared to talk about
Because that's
going to
take like an
it.
Hour and a half.
I could throw it
That's
out
true.
There.
I mean, there's stuff we could talk about. News, because that was the news.
Yes.
That was the news.
She did pass. It was a bummer. Exactly. What's your favorite thing she did?
I'd have to say League of Their Own.
Yeah.
That's what I would pick, too.
But Big, of course, is...
Big's fantastic.
Is really good.
Yeah.
You can't go without saying Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, Laverne for
holy
Shirley.
Cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the number one show. Like, that was the number one show. Mm-hmm. It was bigger than Happy Days at the time.
And it was a spinoff.
Rightfully
Happy
so.
Days.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, which and, is crazy.
Yeah. I was just thinking about
remember spinoffs? How come spinoffs aren't a thing anymore?
Aren't they?
When did they die? Spin-offs Joey? Did they die with Joey?
Joey killed spinoffs.
Is that,
come on!
Is that what happened? Because they don't... Like, what's the last spinoff that you remember that was successful?
That's the last one I can think of.
Joey.
Procedurals.
Those aren't spin-offs.
That doesn't count. That is not.
Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, those Chicago Gravediggers.
Like, CSI Omaha.
Those aren't spin-offs.
I was going to say CSI Delaware, but that's better.
Delaware.
Delaware.
I'm in Delaware. But yeah, I would say A League of Their Own is probably my favorite thing that she did.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's
I remember
easy pick for me.
Her being interviewed and saying how if she could, she would stay in bed like all day. Like she would like have stuff brought to her, and she would just like stay in bed. And I was like, "This is a woman
that sounds
my heart."
Nice. Yeah. Penny, we could hang out.
So
I am with that.
So yeah.
Well, and then do you know her character in Hocus Pocus?
Nope.
She's like the angry wife,
the wife of the devil.
But
the guy dressed
the guy
the
dressed as the devil is Gary yeah. Marshall, and their
brother,
their siblings. Yeah. But yeah. in the movie, they're married, and everyone's like, "That's weird."
That's a little weird.
But what well, I mean it's not.
I
they're
know,
both
it's
hilarious
not weird at
and
all
like
in the movie.
Like, right.
It's kind of like LaToya being the love interest in that one video.
Right. Right? Where it's like, eh, yeah, whatever.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Say, that
it's,
was the
it's
video.
Acting. Say. It's just acting.
Nice pull.
But anyway, acting. that was a bummer that came out of nowhere as far as I know. I didn't know
yeah.
there was anything.
Yeah. And it wasn't too shocking mm-hmm. in that she's in her 70s, you right. know. So
yeah, yeah.
So but she was first female director to have like a she set some kind of mark.
She set a box office record
yeah.
as a female director.
So that's
what?
Something like that.
100 million opening
maybe weekend? Something nice. Like that. She yeah. set some kind of record for
she made a lot of money.
She's kicking ass
because she's yeah. talented.
She did great. She did great work.
Yeah.
That's and, what talented
yeah,
people
and she,
do.
And yeah. She created a lot of great artistic memories for folks.
Yes,
so she'll
absolutely.
She'll be missed.
That is a bummer. I'm glad you remembered that because I had it written down and I was like, there was something big that happened. Like, how come I can't remember? And it's like, wah, wah, wow. I failed.
It's the trailers all threw you off because
right.
you got focused on those
you're
now.
Blown, right. You're thrown off by trailers and
Mike, can you
images.
Find out how much Aquaman made versus how much Spider-Man made on their opening days?
Oh,
Aquaman's out.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Well, I just want to know.
Are we counting China in this?
Well, we said because like,
we're counting China.
Was that, no,
Aquaman
that was a bet?
Blows it.
I mean, it wasn't a bet, but
it
like
it wasn't a bet.
Yeah,
it was kind of a bet
because Aquaman of. Started when it first opened. That. It had a pretty high score on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's just gone straight down the toilet. Since
the Rotten
then.
Tomatoes score?
Yes. Yes.
Whoa, are we talking about the?
No, I want to know money. I want to know how much money each of them made. But anyway, so. The main trailer that I saw was the Men in Black International trailer. It's called Men
wait,
in
wait.
Black International.
So did you see the international trailer?
No.
Or the domestic international?
I saw
both.
The domestic international.
I've seen both.
Oh,
the movie's called Men in Black International.
Men in Black International.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I've
and
seen
I saw
both
the,
of the trailers.
Official trailer, which I believe is the domestic trailer.
Yes, it yeah. is. Yeah.
That's the one I
You're
saw.
You're correct.
It looked, you know.
I'm okay with it. Rich seems very upset.
Not upset.
Tell.
It's just
tired. It's tired.
Yeah, it's,
Aquaman and Spider-Man.
Aquaman and Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
it's just it not. And I don't want to be that guy who's like, but the other movies, it just doesn't have the charm, you know. Like, it doesn't have that same like I care about these people
in the trailer
that I'm watching
in the trailer.
Right. And it's the trailer. I know.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, but I remember the trailer for the first minute. Like, I'm like, I want to see that immediately.
But
granted,
just,
I was like 12.
Well, right.
But
but what to me, what makes it look different is it, the first two had the charm of like the young, fun,
yes,
optimist of Will Smith versus
right.
the extremely opposite,
yeah, the
grizzled veteran
right.
which is a like you know,
Tommy
pick
Jones,
a movie,
yeah, is
you
awesome.
Know, pick a movie that has that trope in it, and yeah, they worked it that way. In this one, they're both, according to the trailer anyway, they're
it's,
both the young optimist. Like,
it's really funny that you mentioned that. It's like it's a trope that was already pretty tired at the time.
Right.
This movie's doing a trope that is incredibly tired that I really rolled my eyes. I was like, there's a mole in the organization. I'm like, really? A mole? Oh, my God.
That's
everything does this. Right. Every spy or whatever secret agency
I wonder if that was the trailer that I didn't
the,
see. I wonder.
Maybe. And of course, it's going to turn out to be Liam Neeson because he's the guy in charge, but he's really the mole.
Right.
So we've seen we've already seen the movie then.
But it looks good. Yeah. Like it looks entertaining.
It does look entertaining.
It looks like it'll be fun.
I'll watch anything with Chris. Right.
The only thing I this is like the cheap laugh at the end where he's like throwing a hammer. I'm like, I get it, because he's Thor.
Right.
Don't rely on other movies for your jokes.
I missed that.
Yeah, he picks up a tiny hammer and he's like, blah, and he throws it. And yeah. Yeah, it's
boo.
Oh, that's it. He throws the hammer at the dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm kind of worried it's going the route
of
Kingsman 2, which was like, first Kingsman was like this really cool, like kind of tight-knit thing, and I was like, oh, now here's our international chapter, and everything is bigger and louder, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks entertaining. I'm not going to rush out to go see it. I'll put it that way.
I will watch it at some point.
I'm sure more trailers will come out, and they're going to show cooler stuff. And, oh, look at Alien. Look at this ship. And da-da-da-da-da.
If they could capture, like, a quarter of the chemistry that Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth had in Thor Ragnarok
in
the movie,
then it'll be fine. Right. And Liam Neeson.
Oh, they were both in that, too. Yep. She's in everything lately.
She's everywhere.
She's in a lot of things.
And rightfully so.
She's beautiful.
She's good at the acting.
And she's good. She was great in Westworld.
Yeah. Yes. What was the other trailer?
There was, well, it's funny. So, because I can't help but think of Men in Black and thinking, friend like me.
That's not the same.
Friend like me.
We could do that. Then we could do the other
because
trailer.
Because there was a poster. Because there was a poster for our, you posted the Entertainment Weekly.
Right.
Cover with,
sure
with
so Aladdin. So I've seen I saw more pictures because I don't know if you could everyone
there
could
are
view
other pictures too yeah
because I get the emails from them like this is coming out
right
first exclusive yeah. looks or whatever and the cover looks cheesy and dumb
looks
but
so bad.
The actual like photos look pretty good my major complaint is I don't understand why he has hair on the top of his head. I mean, I understand why, but he would look so much better if he didn't have the hair on the top of his head. Like, instantly. Like I said, I get why it's there, but anyway.
Will is saying that this is what we've seen is like his human disguise. I'm like, why does a genie need a human disguise? Like, just be the genie all the time.
Just
like,
be the genie.
Don't excuse the thing that looks dumb by saying, well, you're not going to see it all the time.
Because he's like, I'm not going to blew me, so I'm not going
to
blew myself.
I like to do myself.
We're not getting
record blue. The things that you say and listen to them later on.
I think you should really, sounds fine to me.
And why is Aladdin wearing a shirt under his vest in the desert? Like,
because he can't have nips, man.
Oh no!
Which
God
is
forbid someone saw a bare chest.
Thing I've ever heard.
So ridiculous.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
we got numbers.
Okay, so according to Box Office Mojo, looking at Aquaman only has numbers for foreign, so they don't have anything.
Because it doesn't come out here until tomorrow.
I thought it opened already.
I don't know. I don't think it's out.
Why is there so many ratings for it then?
Whatever. It could be. I mean, because, I mean, the foreign numbers, it looks like it made, what, $226 million so far?
So it opened elsewhere
it opened first in China.
That's weird.
It is weird. I don't
Why
like
that. Why is that happening?
I mean, you know, go you for and if you live in China.
I mean, are they trying to fudge the numbers here to make it look like, woohoo, we already made $400 million?
Well, yeah, that's funny.
But anyway.
I don't think that would
but
even
yeah,
count
if, it's
as
not,
fudging
if it's not open yet, then there's no point in comparing the numbers.
That wouldn't even succeed in fudging it.
But
because
like,
people
I mean,
only
the
look
numbers,
at domestic box office.
If you just do the foreign numbers, 20 million is the Spider-Verse, and 45 million is domestic, so.
20 million? It only made 20? Weird.
That's
crazy.
Domestic?
No, foreign.
No, that's foreign. Domestic was 45.
That is weird because it's like.
It made less than 100 on opening weekend.
Apparently
worldwide?
So.
That doesn't make sense. Whatever. It was so good. Everyone went to see it.
Yeah, everybody should go see that movie, though. I've already seen it twice.
So good.
I've contributed to those movies.
It opened in China, so good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. You
Chinese people.
I'm thinking you is like you me pieing or something. Some like
oh my
name.
God.
Like you. Good for you.
Tony's gonna be calling BJ this week.
I didn't say it.
Sure, glad
I kept
it wasn't
my
me.
Mouth
Jesus.
Shut.
You kind of like light up a little bit.
Someone else said it.
He said the stupid
it wasn't
thing.
Me.
Oh man.
I don't know. So his dumb hair on the top of his head makes it look dumb.
It looks so
like
dumb.
The outfit. Everything else looks good. Like the outfits look
the
great.
Outfits are fine. Yeah.
Jasmine looks gorgeous. Like
yeah.
Jafar.
Jafar looks
like
hot.
Everyone has a boner for
that
Jafar.
Guy is handsome
like,
as fuck.
Exactly.
Damn.
So, like, yeah,
I hope Jafar wins.
We'll see. We'll see how
I didn't like the CG Abu. You didn't, the face looks
right.
Weird.
Well, that was the thing I was noticing. I was like, does this not have Abu?
It's early. Like, that's not.
There's
done,
not a trailer,
done
right?
Yet.
This
no.
is still.
No,
okay.
These are just still photos.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's well, not done, done, but.
But I was thinking the same. I was, in all the pictures, I was like, how come there's no. Is there no Abu? I was like, is there no Abu in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, maybe they got a real monkey. Because that used to be a thing.
Yeah, it was once a thing.
Like in the 90s, there was a monkey in everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, maybe they got a monkey. Nope. They CG'd the shit out of that.
They learned nothing from Crystal Skull.
Right. Or Jumanji. You remember the monkeys in Jumanji? God, yeah. Man, those things are rough looking.
No double-crossing Nazi monkeys.
They're rough looking now. Like at the time
right.
in like
oh,
the
yeah.
90s, you're like,
at
oh,
the time,
this
was
great.
Great. It was charming.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So the other trailer, Hellboy?
Yes.
Hellboy.
The other trailer was Hellboy.
Yes.
You have some thoughts
your
on
your favorite
that?
Small town it. Sheriff.
Right?
I liked it. Yeah, I looked at it and I was like, this morning, and then as soon as it started, I was like, I kind of like it. Like, I just like it. I enjoyed it.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be fun.
Is it a total reboot or is it a sequel?
It's got to be.
Reboot. Is it a?
Yeah,
it's a total reboot.
Reboot.
So, is there anybody else in it? Or is it just
does
Hellboy
it like,
and like that's it?
Who's the actress?
David Harbour. I don't know well, anybody.
No, I don't mean the actors. I mean the characters. Like, is Hellboy the only one that's there?
No, the same the electric girl who's got the stuff.
Yeah, anyway.
She's in it.
I know Mila Jovovich is in it. And she's
Mila Jovovich.
Jovovich,
yeah. That's her name.
She's a villain.
Yeah.
She's
queen.
A villain? I thought that.
She's the Blood Queen and she looks nothing. And I don't want to be like, in the comic books.
Right.
But in the comic
but
books.
You should be.
In the comic books, the Blood Queen is like literally dripping with blood and Mila Jovovich just looks like hot Mila Jovovich. I'm
but
like,
I
right, don't.
Don't
do what you got to do.
I didn't read the comic books, but from.
The comics are so good.
From the original Hellboy. 2 years
ago.
Right.
It was longer than that.
It was a while back.
Right. But I love those movies. Like,
I do
too. Why not just give me the third Guillermo del Toro, Ron Perlman, Hellboy? Come on.
Yeah.
Like, they were good.
I'm with you there. I like that.
That's four?
But wasn't
wow.
was
the first
one
or the second one?
The first one. The second one was 2000. Oh. Wait, it says video game 2008?
What?
The Science of Evil?
Video game.
So
look at Mikey P announcing facts before they're facts. Come on, man.
You can get a job. I know a place where you can get a job. Doing stuff like that.
Oh, man.
And the turnover rate is crazy. Yeah. But,
our new chief of staff, Mikey P.
Oh, it's still 2008.
Dude,
I was still right.
I believe you. I believe you. It was 2000. So the sequel was in 2008.
I was still right. Yeah.
That movie's great, too. I don't know which one I even like more. Like, they're both good.
Hellboy 2? I think Hellboy 2 is better.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, like them both.
I've only seen them maybe twice.
Hellboy 2
had
the better
villain, maybe,
for sure.
But like, I barely remember them.
Yeah,
I remember really well. Enjoying them, I but them. I was like, yes. Yeah. And then they just didn't
fan.
Make the rounds.
I enjoyed them, but there was a character right who was a love interest who she was fire. She wasn't
Selma Blair.
She wasn't electronic.
I forget her name in the movie, but yes.
So I thought that's who Mila Jovovich was.
No, she's the bad girl.
Okay, so this will all probably be like a newer story for me.
Yeah,
and I'll probably enjoy it.
And I don't know, it's he just doesn't have the, because I don't want to like, I'm comparing it to the other guy.
No, yeah,
he's
but
got
you
like
have
zero
to.
Of the charm.
You have to
like
compare
none
it
of
to
the charm.
I mean, you don't have to, but you do. It's just like,
yeah.
Who is that
you
actor?
I like Tobey Maguire. I like Andrew Garfield. Yeah. It's like,
right.
Who's what? What?
Do you know who the actor is who plays Hellboy? In
David
this
Harbour.
David Harbour.
Who's he now?
The sheriff from Stranger Things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who
okay. I love him.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
You know what? You know, yeah.
I love him.
Because I'm watching him, I'm like, it's not Ron Perlman, but it looks cool. It looks good.
It does look
and he's
good.
Got a good
yeah.
personality.
Like, it looks good.
I think he's got a good presence on screen when he's like playing that character. So
everything just felt kind of lackadaisical.
Hmm.
And the song, I was just like, is this really the song?
There's a weird,
we're gonna use
like,
for this?
Like fluffy, popcorn-y
really?
Feel to it. Like,
is this really it?
So,
but see, it's like they're trying, like they whoever cut the trailer was like, "This is gonna be badass. We're gonna show Hellboy coming out. He's gonna have his horns. Yeah. He's gonna look badass." And they're like, "This is a little too badass. Maybe tone it down a little bit." And he's like, "How about we just play this song?"
Yeah.
And then there
it
you go.
It kind of reminded me of Kick Ass. La 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 la. That like
yeah.
you know, like hop happy thing while they're doing much
kicking
badass
ass.
Shit.
Completely kicking ass.
So there was this this. Effort of lightness, it seemed that they were trying to portray in this trailer. So, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see in April.
We will.
With the Avengers, right?
Yeah,
in
it's going to not do well in the box office.
That's exactly the mistake that Hellboy 2 made. They released up against The Dark Knight.
It's not going to do well.
They're going to make $0.
Yeah, it's not going to do well. Everyone's going to be like, people are watching movies. Yeah. Oh, it's Avengers. No, oh, Hellboy's
everyone
playing.
Will go see it with their movie pass.
People are watching two things in April. They're watching two things. They're watching Game of Thrones and they're watching Avengers 4. That's it.
That is it.
That is it.
You are correct, sir. Any other news?
There was one more, but maybe
more stuff?
No, we can always come back or tangent train our way back.
Deadwood?
Ooh, there was Deadwood.
That's right.
You like how it? Okay. That's what it was. So you, Mr. Lover of Timothy Oliphant. You're like, oh my God. And I was like, speaking of first looks, and I like put a picture of your boy all decked out and gorgeous. He's like, that's not him. And I was like, yes, it is.
Yeah. I was like, who do they get to play Sheriff Bullock? Because this is bullshit. And then I zoom in. That is him.
Yeah.
That is him.
So she boy.
Doesn't he look all Kurt Russell'd out, like tombstoned out?
I mean, kind of. He just has a bigger mustache.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like Sheriff Bullock.
Well, because he's not a sheriff anymore. He's a U.S. Marshal.
Well, he was a marshal before.
No, Sheriff Bullock.
He was a marshal in...
I don't know. I didn't see the end of the series.
At the very beginning, he gives up his marshal to move to
become a sheriff?
Yeah, he's like a... And then he becomes a sheriff later. I forget. No, he's a marshal in Justified. So fuck off,
dude. I was like, what are you... I was like, his name's Sheriff Bullock.
Kill me.
No, he's marshal in Raylan too. Givens.
So yeah. Right. Yeah.
Raylan Givens and Swearingen squared off.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, cocksucker.
Yep.
You got to say it like at least 8 more times.
I know every other word. Every other word. But
San Francisco, he
looks good.
There's Mila.
He does look good.
Jovovich.
I like Jovovich. It. I like that.
The blood queen.
I like that pose.
I mean, she looks fantastic. You know,
like she looks fantastic in everything.
She's awesome.
Dude, yeah. Joan of Arc. Love that movie.
Yeah.
Love it. She's so good.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused. Love it.
Yeah, she's good.
No, parts no, she's good. Tiny,
but anyway.
Yes.
That's what's up.
We need a close of news drop because I just used that and then say with news.
We'll get one.
And that's Walter Cronkite.
Yep, there you go.
We need something.
Yeah.
I just did it.
Now you got it.
No, I can't. I can't, guys.
Okay.
I can't isolate. Okay. Drives me insane. But with that, let's move to the Phone Army.
Life's a binge. Phone Army. Tony in the Mesa.
On Sean. Hey, let's talk about Christmas movies. And first and foremost, why Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. One, the director says it's not. B, the lead actor says it's not. C, it came out around July. And D, and most importantly, you can take Christmas out of this movie and it's still a great movie. They could be there celebrating the opening of Nakatomi West. They could be there for the founder's retirement party. There's a million reasons to have a party that would bring all the people together and the corresponding events. If you took Christmas out of it, it's still a great movie, which is why some of the other movies, if you go to the Rotten Tomatoes list of greatest movies, they list idiotic movies like Batman Returns, Gremlins, Trading Places, Edward Scissorhands. Those are not Christmas movies. Every single one of those movies may have some little thread
Gremlins,
to Christmas,
maybe.
But when you take Christmas out of those movies, they still stand alone. Now, I know what you're saying. Man, that Tony, he's so funny. He cracks me up. He's a laugh a minute. He may be the wittiest guy ever, but this is a more serious discussion oriented call to make sure everybody understands what is and is not a Christmas movie. Home Alone, The Ref, Love Actually, Black Christmas, which is actually more of a horror movie. Those are all tangentially Christmas movies that you can kind of make the point. But a Christmas movie has to have Santa. It has to revolve around elves and not like Lord of the Ring or Harry Potter. It has to have a Grinch. It has to be about the holiday itself, the spirit of the holiday. Jesus, but not like the one where he had to carry the cross and it was Mel Gibson and all that. Any version of Christmas Carol, Miracle on 34th Street, Christmas Story, any Christmas special, Muppets Christmas special, John Denver Christmas special, all Christmas stuff. Elf the movie, it's about elves around Christmas, but it has to be Christmas as part of the central theme. Now, I know a lot of those people heard somebody say, hey, Die Hard's a Christmas movie about 10 years ago and went, man, that's really kind of edgy and insightful, but it's not. It's dumb. It's not a Christmas movie. Jared, I know you're invested in this, and that's the only reason I'm making a point to be invested in the other side, because I really don't care. It can be a movie you watch around Christmas time, which, again, would be dumb when you have all the Rankin-Bass movies and Scrooged and movies like that.
I got time for a moment.
But if that's your tradition, that's your tradition. And it's not that it's a bad tradition. It's just simply not a Christmas movie. So understand the difference. Enjoy it at Christmas. Doesn't make it a Christmas movie. Sean.
Whatever.
Hi, it's Richie from La Mesa, long-time listener, first-time caller. My favorite Christmas movies are the classics, you know, Rudolph and the Island of Misfit Toys, You Without a Santa Claus. Really enjoy the debacle between Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Heck yeah,
also
Richie.
A fan of the newer movies, such as the three Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen. Those ones are always good, but got to always throw it back to the classics.
Nice.
Never saw the third.
Hello.
Richie, my nephew.
My name is Anthony from La Mesa.
My other
and
nephew.
My favorite Christmas movie is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep.
Hey, this Anthony, is Austin, first-time caller, first-time listener. Just here for the Die Hard debate, and it is not a Christmas movie. It is not a Home Alone. It is not an Elf. So
Austin?
There's that. It's not a Christmas movie, only one of the best action movies ever. So, my opinion.
Hey, this is Emilio, first time listener, first time caller. Just calling in to say that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Oh.
The main tagline for the movie is Yippee-ki-yay, M&Fers. That disqualifies it right there. Thanks.
Hi, this is Jenny, first time caller, first time listener. All I want to say is Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Movies take place during Christmas time. Does not make them Christmas movies. They must be Christmas themed.
Mm-hmm.
Tony in La Mesa, La Mesa,
and all his friends.
Hey guys, Tony in La Mesa here. Long time listener, many time caller. Just want to talk about last week's show. It was outstanding. One of the best ever. I mean, I think the chemistry, the flow, the humor, the intelligence, the depth, the gravitas, the validity. Jared, of opinions that were offered last week were outstanding.
Whatever.
Perhaps the best part about it was BJ McEvely wasn't even mentioned, dude. He's like an afterthought. He's in the desert playing with kitty cats. And I hope everything's well for you out there, but I think you're kind of dead to Life's a Binge, at least the audience.
Oh,
the hosts,
harsh.
I'm sure, still love you. But until you get a little voice on that mic, at least a call-in, man. Come on. Come out of retirement. Hey, Matt, last week was brilliant. I would love, love, love to crap on it, but it was seriously the best 3 minutes that's ever been on Life's a Binge, and I mean ever, since the inception. Unfortunately, your whole call went 22 minutes, but the 3 minutes on the phone army was outstanding and had everybody in stitches. At least you listened to the show. You should have seen Mikey P's face when he found out that there was editing involved. I think Mike forgets the show the moment he walks out of Jared's garage. And BJ had no idea what was going on last week when your call was interrupted, or this week to make everything match. It's amazing how my kids care more about this show than the hosts of this show. Except you, Rich. You're golden, man. BJ Lawrence, that was also your absolute best performance by far since the inception of the show. Anyway, that's it. Just wanted to relive a couple of great moments. And again, last week's show was outstanding. Whatever you did, find that magic and try and recreate it. Sean!
Tony in La Mesa, La Mesa, La Mesa.
Outro.
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 There you go.
Hmm.
Right on. It's nice to hear all those voices.
Yeah, gee, it's interesting that all these people that called the voicemail just happened to have the same opinion as Tony and La Mesa. Those were totally natural without prompting right. Phone calls.
Like
I'm surprised you didn't get one. I was like,
it's like
hey,
a valid opinion to me.
This is a Guido,
right.
And I'm a big fan
exactly.
of a Tony and La Mesa, and
right.
I want to say right now, he is the best thing I've ever heard, ever and ever. So.
Oh, that was that last voicemail I think we got. It was basically that without the Italian accent. It was Tony blowing himself.
He likes to what?
Yeah. I can't do it.
So, that was great.
But we had, so Tony called and ranted, like he does, about mm-hmm. Die Hard. And then we had Richie, who
yep.
didn't have a say in the Die Hard thing, but he was like just giving us some of his favorite Christmas
right.
movies,
yep.
which is fantastic. And Anthony.
Anthony called.
Nightmare Before Christmas, he sounded like he was asleep, and he's like,
I know.
I'm Anthony.
Anthony, I know.
And my favorite movie is Nightmare Before.
I know. We gotta talk to him about that.
Come
Anthony,
on, dude.
You're gonna be interviewed. You get interviewed all the time. You gotta
step up.
You gotta be
stepping up your game, son.
Like he does good.
Yeah.
But when I almost every single time, ever since like his sophomore year, I'm like, we're gonna work on this. We're gonna work on this. We gotta work on your personality.
And then Emilio?
Emilio.
Emilio, you know him? Emilio.
Yes. Now, does this ring a bell at all?
Emilio! Yeah, that's the Roxbury. Sorry.
For Christmas.
I almost think that was in my head.
Emilio the pumpkin candy?
There's like a viral video, or it was like they run it on like sports blooper shows of hockey fans leaning over the glass, and then the glass breaks, and they get into a fight with the hockey people.
Oh, okay.
That was Emilio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He did that.
Yep. I think it was like at a, it wasn't the Gulls. There was a hockey team here before the Gulls came.
The Gulls?
Oh, snap.
Was it the Gulls before they were the Gulls? Like the Gulls?
Yeah, the Gulls were a AAA team, not affiliated with anybody, and now they're the Gulls affiliated with the Ducks.
So it was a while ago. It was here in San Diego at a hockey game. So, but Emilio's a cool guy. I ran into him at a Padre game, and he's a very big guy. He's
nice.
A big, big, muscular dude. And I saw him on an escalator. Yeah. And so I like had my friend of mine with me. I'm like, watch this. I'm like, this motherfucker right here is like in all of my business. I'm about to get mad. And like, he turns around. He's like, oh, hey, you. Yeah, that was funny.
Then we had who else call? After that,
I couldn't understand one of them. It was
one of the guys'
like,
names was James
Austin.
Austin.
Austin and James were the other two.
I'm assuming there's a couple of friends of named Austin of the family, and they're all great. They're all good guys.
Interesting, but anyway, it's interesting. They all had the same opinion.
Yeah, it's curiouser and curiouser.
It is the correct opinion. So. Whatever. There's that.
Not according to our listeners.
What? Yeah, and the voters, man, we had votes on the polls. Right. I'm just saying. Hate is going to hate. No more voicemails, but not to toot my own horn or anything, but how was that whole thing edited together?
That was really good.
Pretty good.
At first, I was like... I was like,
normally we talk about all these, but this is 7 minutes of bullshit, thank you, Tony, that I had to condense down to get...
Anyway. You did good. It was all like bing, bang, boom. Yeah. And so
well
I was like,
done.
At first, yeah, then about a minute or two in, I'm like, oh, Jared put some work into like getting this all this together. So, so good work on there. That sounded good.
Booyah. But that was the phone army. But now
that was an army.
That was an army. We actually had an army that time. But now let's get into our good buddy, Maddie Warburton. Get into our good buddy. Why do I keep saying that? We need to get into the segment starring Matt Warburton.
Now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hello, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Jolly Crystal Feast. I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? So this week, I decided to collide my podcasts. That's right, I'm finally talking about Doctor Who on Life's a Binge.
Nice.
This is the epitome of bliss for me, I'll have you know. And well, since Doctor Who isn't doing a Christmas special this year, I gotta get my fill in somehow. Okay, well, they are still doing a special, but instead of a Christmas special, it will be a New Year's special. So it will just wait a week. It actually might fit the show a bit better since Doctor Who deals in time travel. But I'm still a Christmas nerd. I love sentiments. And nothing gets me quite as sentimental as the Doctor Who send-up of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol called A Christmas Carol. By the way, this is not to be confused with the episode with Charles Dickens in it as a character where he's touring from town to town reciting A Christmas Carol. That was The Unquiet Dead. And although it takes place during Christmas, it's not exactly a Christmas special. Some include it in the holiday special, some don't. There's some gray area. It's kind of like the Die Hard of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So, anyway, A Christmas Carol. We open with a very Star Trek-esque looking spacecraft rocketing towards a planet. The Doctor's companions Amy and Rory are on the ship with a goodly sized amount of other people. The ship is caught in a cloud belt controlled by Kazran Sardik, an old mean codger played wonderfully by Michael Gambon. Dumbledore number two.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Sardik.
I despise Christmas.
The Doctor tries to take control of Kazran's weather machine, but since the controls are isomorphic, only Kazran can control them.
This isn't working!
The controls are isomorphic, one-to-one. They respond only to me.
Oh, you fibber. Isomorphic. There's no such thing.
He's controlled isomorphic.
So the Doctor realizes that he's got to change the person who Kazran is in order for his friends and everyone on the spaceship to live. He then gets the idea to put Kazran through the Christmas Carol treatment. But instead of just showing him his past, the Doctor actually time travels into the past and changes events while the present Kazran watches via old webcam footage.
What have you done? What is this?
Found it on an old drive. Sorry about the picture quality. Had to recover the data using quantum enfolding and a paperclip.
This was a big turning point of the show for me because, as the show has always done, the actor in the title role moves on and a new one replaces him, or her. And at this point, my personal favorite, David Tennant, had just left the show. I was going through Tennant withdrawals through Matt Smith's whole first season. And this was the episode that changed things for me. I just loved how they captured the whole holiday feel with this. We don't know what planet it is, but we know it isn't Earth. But we do get the sense that the settlers of this planet were from Earth. The whole feel is very steampunk, and since they are playing known Christmas carols everywhere, it is most likely that these were all Earth traditions carried over. Speaking of the carols, one of the attributes of this episode is the singing of the character Abigail, played by opera star Katherine Jenkins. She does some great renditions of some Christmas songs, and it's just mind-blowing. It's kind of like being drugged to a Christmas concert by your parents when all you want to do is play Mario Land 2 on Game Boy, and you wanted to hate the old boring singing, but somehow it has sucked you in, giving you an impressionable emotional response that sticks with you the rest of your life that you especially can't shake at Christmas, making you do things like pursuing artistic endeavors instead of a stable career and steady future. Where was I? Oh yeah, and they find ways to cram the singing into the story using science.
It's not really the singing, of course.
Yes, it is.
Nah.
Fish love the singing, it's true.
Nah, the notes resonate in the ice crystals, causing a delta wave pattern in the fog. Ow, fish bit me.
Shut up then.
Stephen Moffat does an excellent job adapting A Christmas Carol while still maintaining the feel of the show. The Ghost of Christmas Past is the Doctor going back in time and interacting with Kazran's younger self. They also do interesting takes on the present and future. It's not at all supernatural, but has a loose science or technology-based explanation for anything supernatural happening. I also really liked how they incorporated Scrooge's lost love in the story with Abigail, and Abigail's family also acts as a counterpart for the Cratchit family. Now, the episode, I admit, isn't completely airtight. There are some plot holes where Moffat wants to really outdo himself with the events of the story and has to kind of hack away or ask the audience to ignore some aspects of the plot for his storytelling to work. This starts to become more and more apparent as Moffat's tenure as a showrunner goes on. But for this episode, it doesn't get to be too bad. It's a fun adaptation of a Christmas classic with touching moments, hilarious moments, and general fun and adventure. Also, if you are new to the show, it still is an episode you can just drop yourself into without much context at all, and it still works. Doctor Who A Christmas Carol is always one of my top watches when it comes to holiday watchables. But that's just my opinion. I say go back in time and rewrite yourself into someone's past with an Amazon Prime account and check out Doctor Who A Christmas Carol, because, hey, what do I know? Next time, I've seen Cumberbatch and Robert Downey Jr. have their go at it. Now I'll be seeing how Will Ferrell does as the great detective in Holmes and Watson. Until then, I'm Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
Righty then.
Did he promote his show?
No, he did not.
No. He should have, dang it.
Which is, I don't remember.
Not a Wrinkle in Time. That's what I was going to say. Arrow of Time?
Arrow of Time.
Arrow of Time. That's correct. Matt's done a Doctor Who podcast.
For a long time.
For a very long time. And I've still have yet to see, I've seen like one episode of Doctor Who
Yeah, I've only seen a handful of episodes when I used to live with my roommates that watched it.
What did you think?
It was okay. Mm. I mean, it's cheesy, but apparently when you're watching it from the beginning, like you expect it to be cheesy, and that's what's part of its charm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thanks for giving us a review of that.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for last week. That was just a
joy. I can't, I mean, I said it then, and I'll say it again. I was laughing so hard.
What was so funny is you guys were like, oh, my God, Maddie, that was so great. That was so great. That was the greatest.
Oh, and you were
Right, and I was like, well, I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear it. And so I listened, and I was like in the shower. Monday morning, and
what were you doing in the shower?
Well, in the shower,
I like to do myself.
So
I'm just gonna lob them up there
just
like
laughing.
That.
Oh, dude, I was laughing. I was. It was such joy listening to it. I'm like running in place, like oh my god!
He burned all of us.
It was fantastic.
Well, not all of us.
Not Rich. But
not Rich.
Teflon baby.
And not Mikey. And not Mikey P.
Or the dogs.
So, yeah. Or the dogs.
Yeah, that was super.
Dude, I was laughing so hard. Well, and it just worked out again. I said it last time. And I'll say it. Like it just everything in that last episode worked out perfectly, like timing wise.
There's a lot of great timing.
This is perfect. Came out the right time. And before we take a quick break, I want to do this. Tangent Train. I had an ugly sweater party, and Mikey P showed up, and it was fantastic.
Right on.
Yeah. Ugly sweater. I was working. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it was fine. Boo. But it was good. It was Mikey P showed up.
I liked your
Maddie
outfit.
Warburton showed up, and it was fantastic. Yeah, I dressed like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
It was pretty
complete
good.
With the side slicked hair. And
yeah, dude, I went for it, man. We went all out.
You sure did, man.
We planned to watch that movie, but we haven't yet. And so it's been a little while since I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
So
I went all out, dude.
I think I only really watched that one at Christmas time.
Yeah. I remember, like, the thing that I remember the most from it, and I'm sure this isn't the most memorable scene.
Sure.
Is him getting on the shovel, and all of a sudden it's zipping so fast.
Yeah, that's memorable. Dude, every scene in that movie is memorable.
That made me laugh a lot.
Now, here's a thing that got brought up last time. The vacation movies. Have you seen all four of the vacation movies?
I did, and I was listening to that.
Vacation.
Oh, no.
European Vacation, Christmas Vacation, and Vegas Vacation.
We're not counting the new one?
I don't remember Vegas.
Okay.
And I don't remember... I barely remember European. Look, kids, Big Ben.
Yeah.
And the original I remember. And what's the other one? That's it.
Christmas.
Yeah.
And Christmas, which I've seen.
So you don't all have of them but Vegas. You don't have a say in there. Because you don't remember them. Like, you'd have to have a,
yeah. Yeah, you have to be a little bit invested. Like,
so basically you're saying is Christmas is the best one. Because that's the one you've watched multiple times. Okay, we win. Moving right along.
Gee, we won't hear about that later.
Vacation is the best movie.
This is Luigi, and I just want to say Christmas Vacation is by far my favorite vacation movie.
Luigi, all the way from Italy. Wow.
Why would you do it? Does your hand?
Because you got to talk with your hands.
Yeah, Italian, you can't.
Apple danza with your hands.
Karen Filippelli.
Please leave me the message.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's get out of here real quick.
Break. After these messages,
we'll be right back. It's this is John.
Nice beer.
He just wants to spend Christmas with the family.
Is Daddy coming home with you?
We'll see what Santa and Mommy can do.
But when he gets stuck at the office party,
Merry Christmas!
It'll be a holiday.
Merry Christmas!
He'll never forget.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to the party, pal.
This Christmas,
it's a time of miracles, so be of good cheer.
Only John can drive somebody that crazy.
Get ready to jingle some bells and deck the halls with boughs of
holly.
Bruce Willis.
We'll do the coast. We'll get together, have a few laughs.
Alan Rickman.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Together in the greatest Christmas story ever told.
I got some bad news for you, Dwayne.
Hans.
Booby.
Eat it, Harvey.
Holy
shit. I'm starting to get a bad feeling up here. Merry Christmas.
Die Hard.
This is their idea of Christmas. I gotta be here for New Year's.
Back to the show. So did they make that just recently?
Yes.
Fox.
Okay. Like that was my question.
Days ago, right?
Fox, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fantastic.
Fox just released that.
Fantastic.
They're like, to settle the debate, and Fox put out a trailer.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, the studio that released and owns the property has just put out a new trailer for the movie.
Saw a brilliant marketing opportunity to sell more DVDs. And jumped the F on
dude,
it.
Dude, if you haven't seen the actual cut of the trailer,
I need to see that. I haven't seen
it's
that.
It's fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to watch
it. It makes me happy.
That whole thing, I was like, seriously? Like, and then I was like, I was thinking, like, was this the trailer back in the day?
When Mitch is like, is that fan made? I was like, I wish it was.
Right.
Like, if it was fan made, I'd be like, yes. Well, like, come on, and, Fox.
Well,
like,
see, I didn't take
I'm
it.
I'm not mad at him.
I didn't take it seriously, as in they were legitimately trying to sell it as a Christmas movie because
they're not.
There's like cartoon graphics and like stupid Santa reindeer flying by and
they just
transition
want people
scenes
talking about and renting Die Hard.
Just smart.
That's what they
right.
want.
And we're
which
doing
is
it. And
great.
We've been doing
and
it.
And we are doing it.
Yeah. And it's fantastic.
And I'm going to watch it.
It made me
know.
Happy. It so. Made me so happy that they did that. And for the record, the writer of the movie did say that he intended it to be a Christmas thing.
Case closed.
Which is why he chose Christmas. Just saying. I mean, I could do this back and forth
and
all
you know who else
day
says
or
it?
Day.
Luigi says.
Luigi says. That Die Hard is a Christmas movie. But anyway, hello. Guess what I saw?
What'd you see?
I saw Spider-Man.
I saw it too.
The Spider-Verse.
I literally saw it too.
Oh, you saw it twice. I'm so jealous. So my brother-in-law, Eddie. Shout out to Eddie. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Eddie.
Way back when, I think it was maybe the housewarming? No, because it was before that. Maybe my birthday, back in July. He was like, I'm going to buy us opening night tickets. We're going to go see Spider-Man, and that's what's going to go down. And I'm like, cool. And so then as it was approaching, he's like, what time are you going to be off? And I'm like, I don't know, hopefully by like 8 at the latest or whatever, because I could be getting off late. Mm-hmm. And I happened to get off on time-ish around 5:30. And so we went, and we had 7 o'clock tickets, and we went and saw Spider-Man. And he's a super nerd, just like I am. And so every little tiny little joke, we were just freaking dying of laughter. We were like two annoying guys in the middle of the theater just laughing at everything. And so I'm sure I missed some stuff, but the movie is so good. It's so funny. It plays
the movie's tight. It's tight script.
It's real good.
Tight script.
That's
not
cool.
A lot of wasted words.
And I think
no wasted scenes.
And I think Miles Morales
is
my favorite on-screen Spider-Man now.
This is the best Spider-Man movie.
It is the best Spider-Man movie.
Wow.
It's so good.
No, it is.
Like,
wow.
It's so good.
That's great.
Easily the best.
And then number two, Tobey Maguire, number two, Doc Ock.
Doc Ock. Because that's a dang good movie,
yes.
I think.
But it's now the second best Spider-Man movie.
Now it is the second best.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
It's far and above.
I didn't see Spider-Man. Me and Mikey, we haven't seen
Sad
it.
Sad for you.
But I have been playing Spider-Man for the
last... Oh, you got it?
Yeah, my neighbor...
he loaned you the VR and Spider-Man?
Well, the Spider-Man isn't VR, so he just bought all these games over.
Right.
And then so he had Spider-Man there, and I'm not playing Red Dead Redemption. I'm just watching Andrea play it.
Right.
And then at some point I'll play it.
Yeah.
But I've been like thinking, like, I'm going to ask somebody for Spider-Man. I'm sure they've played it already, and they'll loan it to me.
Hell yeah.
But he hasn't played it yet, but it's not a VR, and he's really into the VR. I can have it probably through Christmas.
Nice.
And then I give it back to him.
Oh, borrowing games. Seems like that's still a thing.
Right?
It's a great thing.
That game's so good. And there's a Easter egg in the movie where there's like, look at these Spider-Man suits, and in the corner there is the suit from the game, the Sony, the Insomniac white stripe suit.
There are a ton of Easter eggs in this.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
A lot of Easter eggs.
Now, shout out to Nerd On, because they just released their episode about Spider-Man.
Right.
And I listened to it today. And one of the guys, Tom, he mentioned that the Peter Parker that we were with, Peter B. Parker, is supposed to be Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker, like storyline-ish. Like that universe, not necessarily those movies are canon, but that version of Spider-Man that they were kind of going with in that story with him and Mary Jane and all that stuff, like it's supposed to be that's where they're inspired for that, where he's all down and out and all that stuff.
Because it definitely draws, I mean, you've seen the movie, so it draws on a couple of elements from those movies, but I don't think it's necessarily supposed to be that guy, like,
unless they come out and say like it's same guy.
I don't think so.
Because in that movie he never, like, they made specific to say that he is Peter B. Parker.
Yeah.
And in those movies, he was never Peter B. Parker. No. He was Peter Parker.
Yeah,
right. Peter Parker. So, but...
Yeah, the callbacks to the movies, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're great.
Dude, when the opening, when he's like, yes. Yeah, finger guns. Like, good
this
lord.
This thing, we don't talk about it.
it was so good.
That's cool.
Dude, I can't even remember most of it because I was laughing so hard. And then, like, when the feels kicked you.
That's why you gotta see it again.
It went so it went funny, dramatic scene. Cool action sequence, funny, really dramatic scene.
Yeah.
Like, and it didn't feel like it was, it didn't feel like it lost its tone. It didn't feel like it lost its mood. It just goes, and it's what, maybe an hour 45, hour 50?
No, it's like close 210. To two,
no way.
I think so.
210?
That's why Mikey P's
answer
here.
Answer me, Mikey.
But he'll fix it that. Didn't, I would have, I mean, if it
it
wasn't
fast.
So
it doesn't feel
if it
long.
Wasn't so impossible no, for animation like to take it like animation takes forever. Mm-hmm. I was like, give me 20 more minutes of this. Like, yeah.
Right on.
Jared, could you hit my button?
Which button?
You know, my button.
You have a button?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
That button?
Boo.
That button?
You know which one. This movie is super black.
Really?
It is.
Right on.
In like a really authentic
a cool way.
New York cool way.
Right on.
It is. Very black.
And his relationship with Uncle Aaron and like... Mm. Mm. Mm.
So Miles so Morales good. Is a Puerto Rican?
He's...
Half.
Half black, half...
Half black, half Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. Yes.
Dope.
Yeah.
Afro-Latino.
He is so dope. Yep.
That's cool.
It's so good. And his suit is so badass looking, so dude. Oh,
now,
my God.
Okay, so about the suit.
Oh, my God.
Is it Tony Stark's suit?
No.
So
it's
that,
a regular
So
regular
that doesn't that doesn't play into
no,
this?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is what makes it feel so much like a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, Spider-Man, and it's so, like, without spoiling too much of it, like, he has to learn to be Spider-Man. Like, right. It's an origin story while not being an origin story because there's seven origin stories in this movie, which is fucking brilliant.
But it's not, like, the same tired old, I have to learn how to use my powers, and there's not, like, a montage.
He has to learn to be
really, like,
Spider-Man. Like, he has to learn to be a hero, and he's like, can I do this? And it's not the whole, like, with great power comes great responsibility
thing.
Don't
you even finish that sentence.
Right. And it's part of it because he lives in a world where there is Spider-Man.
He's already a Spider-Man.
Like Peter Parker is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a question of mine too.
Yeah.
But that's what the comic
shout out to Chris Pine, by the way.
Yeah.
Who was Peter Parker Spider-Man in the beginning of the movie.
Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Perfect
Peter B.
blonde
Parker?
Spider-Man. No,
Peter
Parker.
Peter
Parker.
Yeah. Okay. Peter B. Parker is Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson, who was great.
So good.
That's a little confusing, but I'm sure that it makes sense in the movie.
Yeah.
When you see the movie.
It makes perfect sense.
So Miles Morales lives, because it's all about multiverse. There's like, the universe opens up and like other spider people show up.
There's a small Easter egg for the MCU, because the MCU Earth is included in there.
Okay. Right.
But the movie starts in Miles's universe,
yep.
which is technically the ultimate universe in Spider-Man or in Marvel Comics, if you follow that at all.
Yep.
But anyway, Miles Morales is in his own universe, and in New York, Peter Parker is Spider-Man, like actively Spider-Man.
And has been for some time.
Right. Okay. And is Spider-Maning it up. Yeah. And so he knows, like, Spider-Man's a real thing, and like he knows that Spider-Man's the only guy.
Hour 56.
The hero. So, yeah.
You were
closer
than I
Yeah. Was. Well, you said 210, I said hour 40. So split the difference, 2 hours. But so it's not about the origin story of like him becoming Spider-Man, but it's about him like kind of Spider-Man 2-ish, where it's like struggling with like, can I be Spider-Man?
Filling Spider-Man's shoes.
Right. It's so good.
Without any kind of guidance.
No guidance whatsoever. It's so good. Yeah.
Right on.
Super good.
I'm excited.
I need to see it. I need to see it again. I need to see it again to fully bring it in.
Well, I'll try to see it
all the voice
by
acting.
The next time.
The voice acting is all top notch.
Yeah.
John Mulaney.
Shmeet Moore is freaking great.
John Mulaney, Nicolas Cage.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Is this purple?
I've never seen it before. I don't know what this thing is, but it amazes me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I light matches and I let it burn down my fingers just so I can feel something again.
Ouch. So good. Anyway, I really need to see it again. You need to see it.
I want to see it in IMAX.
I need. Yeah,
so it's worth it. You think to see it?
I
100%.
I mean, in IMAX.
Let's talk about more
like
of that. I've never seen an animated movie quite like this. Like the animation is something else. Like it is. I think it would be really good in 3D.
It might work that way.
It would be.
Depending on how they used it. Because it's not all cheesy, like, I'm going to shoot webs to your face or whatever. But
Well, that's why I think
it's very visual. It's like a comic book movie. Yeah. Like I said that, and it sounds weird because when we say comic book movie, we mean a superhero movie. Yeah. But this is a comic book.
It moves and in flows movie form. Right. Like a comic book and looks like.
And there's the title, you know, squares and letters and all this stuff and brilliant little things where like. He's running down the street, and he's like, what's going on? And you see his thought bubble, and then his thought
Why
bubble...
Why are my thoughts so loud?
And his thought bubble hits a pedestrian, and it's like, and it's like... But
there's so many little like throwaway jokes, and I'm sure you missed.
Oh, yeah, because I was laughing at every other joke.
Yeah, little throwaway things, little
but
cool
little
moments.
But the animation sounds so good. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, sweet, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
So, like, as visually pleasing as it is, where it's like watching a comic book movie come to life...
Yeah.
It sets it up at the very, very, very beginning. It says Sony or whatever, and then it shows Marvel, and it's all, like, twitchy, and, like, and the Columbia logo with the lady that everyone recognizes, and it's, like, and it switches through them all. I'm like, you guys are freaking setting it up before the movie even fucking starts.
Like, it's these overlapping universes.
You can really tell that, like, a lot of attention to detail and, like, heart went into the making of this movie, because it's just, it's all, like... It's like a neat little gift that they give you. And there's nothing waste. There's no point where you're like, or ugh. Like,
boring.
Everything is like right on.
The
like
very
every single thing.
The very beginning of the movie, it was very, like, I'm surprised there wasn't an epileptic, like, if you suffer from seizures or whatever, from flashing lights
like
or whatever.
Warning.
There should have been a warning.
Right, because the very beginning of the movie was like a little, like, the very, very beginning, I was like, whoa, like, my brain's fried already. Yeah. And it was... what 30 seconds in, but then it calms itself down and it almost has this like I don't even know what it would be called, like a slower, it like skips frames all like it's very choppy but on purpose
like purpose
and it like you said, I've never seen an animated movie like this before. It's so good.
Cool.
And it's got to be nominated for some stuff.
If this doesn't win best animated feature for the year, I'll be furious.
Yeah, because what is it?
But nothing if it's comes the best, if it's the best Spider-Man, do you think it close. Could be like a best picture?
No.
It doesn't have the balls for that.
No.
That's a dumb way of saying it, but it doesn't have the weight.
The
I guess the weight would
the
be
emotional.
There's a couple things. There's a lot of stuff. It's
of
just it's
weight.
Not when you think best picture, you don't think Spider-Man animated into the Spider-Verse.
No. I don't, but
I mean, it's really good. I wouldn't...
I was almost going to say that doesn't make me think about it. Like, I don't think about this movie a lot after it's over, but I do. So that's not totally accurate, because I totally do.
It's not a
But not in the same
sure,
way that you
right.
do about a movie like, you know, like Moonlight. Or
yeah, or Three Billboards. Or
wow,
or
something. Changes like, the way I view the real world a little
right,
bit.
Right, right. Okay.
But it does hit you in the feels a few times.
It does.
Good. Like, good.
In a good way.
My feels like that.
Yeah.
But I was just blown away by how it looked. And how, like... how much I love Miles Morales. Like, I don't know any of his story. I don't know any of that. Like, I'm a Peter Parker Spider-Man guy. And, like, if this is the Miles Morales story, like, I need to go out and buy some Ultimate Spider-Man, like, stat.
I'm pretty sure it's pretty close. Like, I've only read, like, one or two of them. But
he was... It's so weird because there's a bunch of spider people in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Spider-Men, but Gwen's there and Penny Parker's there. And
there are two Spider-Women.
Yes.
One's more of a spider robot.
Right. Sort of. Weirdly. <Yeah. laughs> Psychic telepath through a
spider
in a robot.
She has a psychic link with a spider, and the spider pilots the robot that her father built.
Right. Penny Parker.
Spider.
Interesting.
It's fantastic.
And she's like, because like her, I don't know if that's a real book or not.
Right.
I'm pretty
I don't
sure
know.
That, but it's like really anime style. So whenever she's like doing stuff, it's like, the animation style completely changes, like a old school like anime like style.
It's
so rad.
That's dope.
Like everything has its own little touch. Like Nicolas Cage's Spider-Man Noir.
Right.
So his universe is 1934, and he's like it's like a detective beat 'em up kind of style.
Yeah. See.
So everything with him is like way over the top, way dramatic.
Uh-huh.
Where's that wind coming from?
Right. Why is there wind in here?
The wind follows me everywhere.
Great. And see, that's what I was about to say. Like, Miles Morales he's not the audience, if that makes any sense. You're watching it. Like, some movies treat the lead as the audience. You're learning with him. And like, Harry Potter is the audience in the Harry Potter universe.
Yep.
But he's like, and then when he's wearing his like fake Spider-Man suit, which shout out to Stan Lee cameo. Cause oh my goodness.
I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah. I wasn't ready for that either. But
Does he now? Does it? Does he talk to the screen? Does he talk to the audience?
No,
he doesn't break. Okay,
Stan Lee?
No.
Oh no,
the character like
no, he talks to himself, which sounds like he's talking to you,
right? Yeah. But he never says, "Hi," you know, like, he's never Francis Underwood.
No.
He's not like
no.
He's never
no.
talking. Okay.
No, but it feels so like it's my favorite. He's now my favorite Spider-Man because he handles. I'm just a kid that doesn't know what's going on. But then when he's like feeling kind of Spider-Man-y, he's got the quips and he's got the kind of attitude and like the snarky and like.
It starts with something simple.
Right.
Like he makes a promise. He's like, well, I got to stick to it.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that's so Spider-Man.
Yeah.
he's such a Spider-Man thing to do.
He becomes a hero because he has to be.
Yeah.
Not because he chooses to be.
Yeah.
But then he chooses to be because he has to be. It's so.
Yep.
I love it, dude. I just can't. You know, anyway.
Anything? Speaking of animation, both of you guys are very animated to talk about it. So that's
good.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Yeah. So.
And we didn't spoil anything. So I was like, down. I'm like, I'm really not going to try and spoil it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, let's all go watch it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds let's good. All go to the lobby. Okay, that's all I really wanted to talk about during the main topic. Anybody else got anything?
I started watching The Haunting of Hill House.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're in for a treat.
I hope so.
You hate it already.
No. I don't know. I don't hate it.
Is it obvious?
It's terrible. I don't hate it. It's just, it hasn't gotten like, yet. Like, I can see where it's going. Like, yeah. We just finished the third episode, which was Touch, which is my favorite episode by far so far.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, it's clearly like, and this is part of my, I guess I would say, problem with a lot of like drama, TV drama today is that it's all sort of clearly building up to something like spectacular and shocking.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want to be watching the show and just be waiting for that. Like, I want to have stuff to happen in between.
Now the fact.
But the show is delivering on that. Like, it's keeping me interested and there are things going on. There's little treats and Easter eggs. I'm like, oh, this is going to come back. Like, this is definitely coming back.
Now the fact that I spoiled it mightily.
I've totally forgotten.
Okay.
Everything.
I was like, does that play into you fully into it?
If I went and listened to the episode again, I'd be like, ah, damn it, Jared. Right. But right. I've totally forgotten all that. Yeah. And this is what I say when people say, oh, I'm going to spoil it. I'm like, I'm just going to watch it 3 months from now and not remember what you said, so it'll be fine.
Right.
Go
unless it's away.
I don't listen. Anyway. Yeah.
I don't listen when you talk. Like, come on.
One, it's not spoiling the end of Sixth Sense.
Right. Like, that's totally
that's
different.
That's not as a different thing.
I'm pretty sure we talked about that.
That's another trailer.
What?
A new trailer for Glass.
I didn't see the.
Oh no,
trailer.
I'm not watching anymore. Well, you know how I do.
Yeah,
I watched one trailer.
I saw that there was. Ooh, I did watch another trailer.
Which one?
X-Men: Dark Phoenix. Did you see the trailer for it?
There's a trailer for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is, and it looks tasty.
When did that come out?
Today, I guess, because I saw it today.
Wow.
Huh. Right. But I thoroughly enjoyed the prospect of this new Glass movie.
I'm excited, but I don't want to like. I don't get too excited.
Right, because you've been burned.
Getting in the habit of getting excited for third movies and being let down.
Or, I mean, just M. Night hasn't done anything.
Do you really see it as a third movie? I mean,
yes.
Technically it is, because obviously it is.
Yes.
It seems very much so.
Like, but it's really the
second. No, it's not.
It's the
really
second time we see.
It's like a second Unbreakable, really.
Right.
The Beast.
Right. It's more of a sequel to Unbreakable with characters that we have learned about elsewhere.
It's not Back to the Future 3 or Revenge of the Sith. Like, it's
where it's all the same people all the time. Yeah. Where it's now Unbreakable 2 plus this
Split.
Guy. Right.
Yeah.
To see Bruce Willis try. That's what I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see him try acting.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't done that in a long time.
What do you mean? Like,
he's been phoning it in for a really long time.
Huh.
Like, if you watch like more recent movies, like the one that stands out to me the most was not that this is like a big block. I guess it was a big box movie, but Surrogates. Did you ever see that?
Nope.
That's the one where they upload themselves into different bodies, or
correct? Yeah. Like, you have like you don't leave the house. Like, you have like a robot body that leaves the house for you, and you just like kind
of
pilot it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like he just looks like so. Fucking
I liked him in Looper.
Like, looks like he's like him in
Looper. Looper was good. Maybe I just really liked the story. Liked that movie.
I just like that movie.
Yeah.
The movie's interesting.
Right.
He's not interesting.
That's interesting because when I think of Unbreakable, which is one of my favorite movies.
Great movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I just think he kills it. Like his
well, no, and that's my thing.
That's him in his primo.
Because but he's like he's friends with M. Night Shyamalan. Like, he likes that guy. So he's gonna try hard for my buddy.
He acts hard in that. Yeah, I mean, but subtly, like just subtle stuff.
Yeah.
Like listening to the guidance counselor remind him about the time that he drowned or almost drowned, and hearing him, and it's just on his face. It's that's M. Night and Bruce at his at their best.
Yeah,
that's just absolutely beautiful stuff. So I'm really looking forward to it.
How did Unbreakable do when it first came out?
I don't think it did great
critically.
I imagine it didn't do as well.
I don't really remember
financially. Yeah,
maybe critically.
I think critically because
they were
did
still
okay.
They were still okay with M. Night at that point because it was right. The second movie.
That was
movie,
after.
Right?
No. Wait.
Yeah.
It was right after Sixth Sense,
Unbreakable, The Village. Right. Yeah. Was when people started.
I thought
to
it was after
like
The Village.
I don't think it was.
I'm pretty sure it was before The Village. I think it was after Sixth Sense.
I can be totally right.
Mikey P will tell us.
He'll
in
tell
a
us the he'll tell us the chronology.
I was still a fan when The Village rolled around. I still liked the Village.
I liked The Village.
A lot of people give it way too much crap.
I hate it.
I thought it was a good story. Yeah. Like I liked the story, and it all made sense.
Right.
Like the way it all came together. Like I just enjoyed it.
And as twisty as he became famous for being the guy that can twist a movie because of Sixth Sense, and because of Unbreakable, which I think came out after or what?
Oh, just Unbreakable, 69% on Rotten Tomatoes for the critics. Audience 77%. Like
so,
do we know when it came out in chronological to his other movies?
2000. Oh, you want M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm guessing. My guess. Well, Sixth Sense.
I think it goes Sixth Sense, and then it goes Unbreakable, then it goes Village.
I think you're right
because he was still on a high.
Signs wasn't before The Village.
Signs was after The Village.
No, I think Signs came before. Because
I think
that
Signs
was
after The Village. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
Hmm.
But I think it was. I think it was Sixth Sense, Unbreakable. The Village,
Signs.
I'm going to say it was Sixth Sense,
and
Signs,
then, like,
Unbreakable,
Lady
the
in the Water.
That's my bet.
That might be good.
Yeah.
Here
we go.
That might be good.
Okay, so I guess his first film, Praying with Anger.
We don't care about that.
That doesn't matter, no.
Sixth Sense and Beyond.
All right. Starting with Sixth Sense then. 1999.
Okay.
Sixth Sense, Unbreakable 2000.
Ah. Unbreakable.
Signs was 2002.
Village. Booyah!
Lady in the Water, 2006.
And that's where it all went downhill.
And then The Happening.
And The Happening.
What? No!
Last Airbender, 2010, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Let's not mention that last one. Good Lord.
So, okay. Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Signs, Unbreakable, or Unbreakable Signs, Village.
Yep.
Those first four, other than those other ones that we don't mention, because that's not what we're talking about.
I was still on board.
I liked all of those movies.
Yeah. I remember going to see it, and not only that,
there were parts of The Village that I didn't like much more strongly than any of the other movies. Like, all the movies have their flaws.
Uh-huh. Right.
They all have, like, small flaws.
Right.
The Village, I was like, why? Like, more often than the other ones.
Oh, yeah?
But I still like overall, I still like the movie.
Huh.
And just then The Happening happened. And
I just think people, well,
that's what I saw.
I don't even remember Lady in the Water. I don't even remember it.
I don't even know.
It was like,
tell you anything
took
about
place.
I remember it being like terrible.
There's a person in a pool, as far as I know. That's what I got from it.
I remember it felt a lot like him filleting himself.
Oh, Airbender was in there, too. Did we mention
no,
that?
No, I told him.
That was one
that,
But anyway, I don't know. I feel like people, he was so elevated. At like, he's the twist master or whatever. And I'm like,
the next master storyteller.
People slammed The Village because they're like, that's a dumb twist. And I'm like, I thought it was good. I was like,
I thought that whole story was good.
Of it come in, and people are like, it's dumb, it's modern day. And I was like, that's cool. Like, I didn't see it coming. Like, I thought, and like, it doesn't have to be this he was dead the whole time thing. It was like, that's a cool little twist of a thing because you think that you're watching this movie that takes place in like the 1600s or something.
I think it's because at tour, and this is just me, maybe, and me and people that I know, but it sort of leans into like maybe the monsters really are real, like towards the end. And it's like, man, if that was a twist, that would have been awesome.
Right.
But instead you get the now it's modern times. I'm like,
right.
Oh.
I wasn't. That's fine. I still liked it.
I'm one of the few
people.
Interesting is that when Signs came out, we went to go see Signs. Mm. And then at the same time, Minority Report came out. And that was Scorsese.
Okay. Oh, such a good one.
Minority Report?
No.
No way.
It was some big.
It was
oh
not
no Spielberg.
Spielberg, not Scorsese.
I think it was Spielberg.
Is it Spielberg?
I think so.
It was a big one. But like I wasn't crazy about Minority Report. I saw it in the theater and I was like,
watch that movie again.
I was like, man, I will.
Such a good movie.
I will because I watch it with my sisters and my sister
directed
Abby.
By?
Spielberg.
Yeah. Spielberg. Okay.
Written by? Probably not.
No.
No. Yeah.
But
George Lucas.
We saw those right about the same time. And I remember going,
we just make Tom Cruise work. He's that, like, the key to all this.
Going, he's no M. Night Shyamalan. Like I'm watching that.
It's based on Philip K. Dick thing. But,
I really like Minority Report.
I really do too.
I'll have to watch it again because, yeah, at the time of seeing it, I was like, meh.
Oh, because, I mean, it kind of has a twisty end. Not really. It's more of a reveal. It's not a twist.
Yeah, it's not a twist. It's a reveal.
Right. Just kind of dragging. I remember, like, just, like, the movie just dragged for me.
Some pacing.
I remember leaning into my sister, going, this movie sucks. Yeah, she's like, yup.
I was into it.
I just love any, like, opening scene of the Matrix type thing where they're like, do exactly as I say. Like, I love any scene like that in a movie. Yeah. Minority Report has a bomb one when they're trying to get out of the mall and she's like, stop right now. And then, like, he's like, what? They're going to see. And then the balloon shows up and I'm like, all that stupid shit.
That was cool.
If that happens in a movie, I'm on board, at least for that scene.
I'm pretty down with hard sci-fi in general.
Oh, yeah.
I love the concepts. Yeah.
Soft sci-fi, but the ones that are like, no, we're going to do something crazy. And I'm like, all right, I'm with you.
Precogs.
Precogs is an awesome, concept. The concept is really good, but maybe one day I'll see it again. But for whatever reason, it didn't grab me, and I remember comparing it unfavorably to M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, you said Signs was around the same time, yeah.
With Signs, dude, and I remember enjoying Signs.
God, I love that movie.
I remember
that one again had a stupid, like, people got mad at like the quote unquote twist.
Okay, that twist was maybe
it wasn't a twist. It was just like
Them being water,
right? The water thing was a little dumb.
Interstellar beings.
But see,
definitely allergic to water.
I took that.
They made a planet that's made mostly of water.
Right? I shut that part of the movie down. To me,
if you like it, you'll do that. Well, yeah, if you're enjoying it.
To me, the big reveal twist thing was when he got so scared, he went into his asthmatic attack, and that's why he didn't get blasted. Right. To me, I was like, you see him get blasted, and you're like, oh, no, they just got the kid. Like, fuck. Yeah. Like, and then he's like, no, his lungs were closed. Oh, my God. And to me, that's the more of the bigger finale of the thing.
That was a good
one. Instead of, like,
he needed to have asthma so he could survive this moment.
Right. Instead of, like, and then, you know, the swing away and all that stuff. And it just happens to be water. Like, I can forgive it that.
No.
Like, maybe just get rid of the water thing and say swing away and he sees a bat and knocks his thing's head off or something. Yeah. But, I mean, that doesn't solve the worldwide problem. You know, like in Mars Attacks, they put on a stupid record and their heads explode. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always
a criminally underrated movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun movie.
Love Mars
that's
Attacks.
Tim Burton, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. See,
that sounds about right.
And that's an original story.
Yeah.
Tim Burton. Hey, do that. Do Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
Do Edward Scissorhands.
But again, like, that's a dumb solution to the alien problem. So, like, I can forget, like, how are we going to get rid of the, like, in War of the Worlds, it's like, they got the cold. Like, you know, it's always some dumb thing. Right, it's always some dumb thing. Because how else are you going to destroy the fucking aliens? You can't. So you have to pick some MacGuffin that just takes care of it.
Fly a nuclear bomb right into their main ship.
Right.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Welcome to Earth.
There you go.
M. Night Shyamalan has these, like, themes of, like, universal, like, things of the universe kind of lining up at the right time for certain things, and that's what Lady in the Water
universe
is about.
On your side,
things happen to kind of, like,
nothing is chance,
and so that's Lady in the Water's got a lot of those themes in it. If you saw it and forgot it,
because people generally really like those themes.
I always like those themes. Well, and that's, like, what I liked about Lady in the Water, even though I didn't
falling
really
into place
like
just
it.
Perfectly.
Well, that's what I really like about Signs too. There's, like, so many different reveals in that movie that the creatures and the aliens, like, isn't really what the movie's about. It's about, like, him finding his faith again, and, like, it's about family and structure and all that stuff. And, like, the fact that it keeps, like, he's going through trouble. He's going through some trauma. Why did he lose his faith? What's going on? Oh, his wife died. Okay. Oh, and then you learn more, and then you learn more, and then you learn more. And then you see the scene where she's pinned against the tree, and he's like, goo! Like, it's it's just, like, the pacing of that movie. Like, he knows how to tell a story. He just got to a point where, and I think, I forget who I was listening to. I think it was Dax Shepard.
Believe
it
or not.
I was listening to Dax Shepard's podcast, and he's like, I think he got to a point where after Sixth Sense, he didn't listen to people anymore. He's like, no, I got this. Like, I'm sure that's not what happened, but he's like, yeah, I got it. Yeah. And they're like, let's see your new script. And he's like, I'll send it to you when it's done. Or, what, you know, like, he had his own shit that he was going for. And, like, people just let it happen because everybody needs, riding the wave of success. And then
everybody needs somebody to be like, hey, are you sure about that?
Sorry, I followed a rabbit hole. Just
that's what the internet's for.
We were talking about where Mars Attacks came from.
Yeah,
I had no idea that there was a trading card series that basically was the basis.
Genesis of Mars Attacks.
Huh. That's what the writer wrote. It was written about this trading card series.
Huh.
Anyhow, interesting.
Tim Burton didn't write it. He just directed it?
No, it was like somebody named Gems, I think. Something like that. Let's see. Jonathan Gems.
I got to find some of these cards.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I forgot to bring you. Did you get trading cards when you saw Spider-Man?
No.
I got trading cards.
What?
Yeah, they were giving out trading cards at the...
You know, that's like what reminds me of the one time I went to Captain America.
I'll bring it next time. Remind me.
Captain America shield. Dude, I was like, yeah!
I never get anything, man.
So like, I'm like, these are cool, but Jared will appreciate this way more than I will.
Yeah, so I'll put them in my Spider-Man tin that has my other cards in it.
You never get anything. Merry Christmas. This is for you.
Ooh. Oh,
but it's actually for all of us. For all of us.
For the Life's of Binge people?
It's for everyone.
Do you want me to open it right now?
Yeah, open it up. It's from Andrea.
Okay.
But it's for Life's of Binge.
I'm going to open it. It is... a movie buff. Finally a place for all that useless knowledge. Is this a trivia game? Is it the world's greatest movie trivia card game ever?
There you go.
Dude, I am so about to whoop some serious movie trivia ass up in this.
So anyway, we'll check it out and then see if there's something
we can turn it into a
segment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So,
dude, I'm going to create a whole... You just opened a fucking
can. You have a leaderboard.
Dude. All
right. So, Andrea...
Like, I don't have enough unfinished bullshit for this show.
Finish this bullshit.
Andrea, you did good with that.
Thanks, Andrea.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to create a whole theme song and be like, now, welcome back to Life's a Binge Movie Buff. I can picture it in my head already.
Movie Buff. What's your fun? cards and doing impressions.
DJ still a kid watching Saturday morning cartoons.
So you said that thing, and I was joking around like with that GIF.
Right.
GIF? I say it differently every time.
GIF.
It's all good.
I know. I say GIF, GIF.
I say GIF.
Whatever. I typed in blank stare, and there was like, that was like, I don't even know what
was
number.
That the first one?
No, it was not the first. It was way down the line. Because I was like, none of these are the
you gotta
face.
Get real specific.
None of these are the face that I want.
Right.
Yeah. It was like, there's, you know, the little girl that's like the kind of overbite. And I was like, that's close, but that's not quite what I'm going for. And then I saw that one and I was like, yes, that like, was the greatest response. And I was just hoping nobody said anything before I got the chance to send it. Then it wouldn't be as good.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
I've gotten super specific.
I was
with, like,
so proud.
GIF responses.
I was like so proud of that
so
song.
Funny, cause, like, not
same
to,
face
not to you, but yeah I was like, kind of
I was like oh god,
you know, that's how it is, yeah, where you have this idea,
you have an idea and you're like, this is great, everyone else is like, yeah,
it's not that good.
No.
when I used to do comedy, I had this joke that I just made me laugh so hard, and it was the stupidest joke, and it never worked,
landed.
Ever
right, but you're
my,
like, no,
my
I
sister loved
it.
Yeah, so it was
what was the joke?
The joke was, so I was in Tacoma the other day, because I used to live up in Washington.
Yeah.
I was in Tacoma the other day, and it's true what they say. You can hear people talking to you, but you can't respond.
That's good. Yes.
But it would just
die.
Oh, it would die every time. It just died.
Tacoma joke.
Yeah, I was in Tacoma. I was in Tacoma.
I liked it.
There you go. Okay. Thanks, Jared.
I am a very forgiving audience. Yeah, yeah.
He'd be the one guy in the way back.
Right. Genius.
I'm the chicken from Family Guy. A chicken? Who is it? Is it what's the what's
that laughs?
No one knows what that is.
The only chicken I can think of is Fights Peter.
Fighting chicken.
Oh man, what is the thing? Somebody knows. It's a sound effect. It is
somebody out there. Knows.
Yeah,
this guy knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's anyway. Yeah. Mikey, cool. Mike Bissett knows, because that's my ringtone for him.
Well, my sister Valerie appreciates that joke a lot. She
it's
always
good.
Enjoyed
it's
enjoyed
good
that joke, but I could never make it work. Yeah. Never made it work. Never got a peep out of that joke.
Oh, it's an ostrich, apparently.
Ostrich, that's the one. Ha ha. Ha ha. Play it. Unmute your thing and play it.
Oh, yeah, I got to unmute.
We need audio. You can do it. You can do it.
There's no, like, button for
na,
you?
Na, na, na.
Function key.
I mean, I nailed it, so.
Come on, play. How come you're not playing?
Come on.
Are you too good for your home?
Tell oh, yeah.
I nailed it.
Yeah, that sounds just like you. I'm
telling you, I nailed
that
it.
That was a good one. That was good. You nailed that ostrich.
Oh, what did I do?
You nailed it.
You nailed that ostrich.
Anyway, any other main topic stuff? Watching stuff?
I'm watching Mrs. Maisel.
You started
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
started
Marvelous it. Mrs. Maisel.
Nice.
It's very good.
I haven't started it yet.
Very
Tony
good.
Recommends it as well.
Yeah, so and you... Exactly like we were talking about before. Like, if they would have just
marketed
said,
it a little bit.
Yeah, by the
I'm
way.
I'm sure they did,
story,
but I just didn't see
I
it.
Never heard anything.
Where were they marketing it?
Right.
Well, I don't know. Somehow they could have got
how
the
did
word
I see
out.
This how did I see the trailer for the second season? You know what I mean? Like, I saw it somehow. How come I didn't see the first one?
But I heard so much about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, but I never heard someone say, it's about a woman in the 50s who becomes a stand-up comic. I'm like, well, that sounds really interesting.
Lead with that.
Maybe. Yes, yes, exactly. So, but it's super good.
Nice.
And the casting right. is fantastic. And
have you seen it?
No. I've not seen it.
Yeah.
No, but... And it's one that's one, too, that
be next on the list.
Me and the wife can watch together, because she really enjoys it.
Well, that's... Maddie called us out, like, crazy. Which was fantastic and
it was
hilarious.
Great.
But I don't know if everyone heard, but like he called me out and you, BJ, for like saying,
watching
like,
Lost.
We don't have time to watch anything new.
No,
but you have time to watch.
Yeah,
you have time Lost. To go through and watch Game Lost. Of Thrones again.
Right, like, right.
Yeah. Which I already finished, by the way.
You did too? We haven't even started season two.
Oh, wow.
But then again, I work stupid hours and like, we just haven't had time to sit down.
Yep.
And you're working with another set of eyes on that one.
Oh yeah,
just like me and Mrs. Maisel.
Lindsay was out of town for a week, so I was like, "Well, we're just gonna finish
go.
Game of Thrones."
Let's go.
And it's nice to go to the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one.
God
damn, this is good.
Oh shit, it's
so
4 a.m.
Yeah,
but I'm glad to know that you have found time to watch something new, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, take note. BJ's watching something.
Watch Mrs. Maisel. I'll watch something else too.
That's next on my list. There's also a new episode of The Good Place out on Hulu.
Nice.
And I'm watching a new show from our friend Ali Reyes. Who we need to have on the show because she's a makeup artist and she's worked on lots of folks and she's very entertaining. Mm-hmm. But she recommended the show. She said it was on Hulu, but I couldn't find it on Hulu. But so maybe she has Hulu with Showtime because it's on Showtime.
Hmm.
And it's a Ben Stiller directed series about a prison in Canada called Escape from Danarub or Escape from D something. Huh. Escape from D something.
Nice.
And it's got Patricia Arquette in it. And she plays a prison employee
mm-hmm.
who has sex with some of the...
I love Ben
Stiller.
Like, he is so underrated.
He does good work.
He does
very good work.
Yeah.
And I know it's got Benicio Del Toro in it, too.
Even better.
The casting is fantastic. Yeah. And the guy from... what was the name of that that one movie? Oh, There Will Be Blood. He's the young preacher. He was a real hot actor for
Paul Dano.
Yes, he's in it.
Well done.
So it's called Escape from Dannemora. Escape from Dannemora.
See.
And it's on Showtime?
It's on Showtime.
And it's a series.
It's a series.
Helmed by Ben Stiller.
Yep, directed by Ben Stiller. And I don't know if it's a true story or not, but it might be.
I love Ben Stiller.
But you'll like the show. It's very well done.
Nice.
So, well, I'm one episode in.
Right.
So
far it's very well done.
So far so good.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying it.
I dig it. I also really want to see Welcome to Marwen when that comes out.
What's that one now?
It's the movie.
What is it about now?
It's the Steve Carell movie where he has the little dolls. And
yes.
Stuff.
Yeah. And what's the actress, the singer who's the actress too? Who's the she's
Whoa?
She's the black singer.
Rihanna.
Nope. She was in that movie about the the black.
That one black singer, no, Rihanna.
The only one
that's a good. Right. That's a good top of the head pick. Yeah,
she was in that movie about the NASA women, NASA mathematics,
Hidden Figures,
yes. Real pretty.
Which I did not see.
Real pretty.
What was the name of the movie again?
Welcome to Marwen.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name.
I can't picture her name, but she's so pretty that Andrea was getting mad. I was like, she's very pretty.
It's not
Rihanna.
It's not Rihanna.
No, it's a weird name. Because she did a thing on a Prince tribute where she's saying, "Let's go crazy."
Huh. Nice.
And she's got crazy energy on stage. She's just like super energetic.
Cool. I've been going crazy too.
So I hope you find that, Mikey.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I got to find out. So my sister Abby just texted me and asked if I'm watching Happy on Netflix.
Oh, Janelle Monáe.
Happy. I don't even know what that is.
Yes. Me neither.
Janelle Monáe.
Yep.
Janelle Monáe.
Yep. Janelle Monáe. So pretty.
Janelle. What is Happy?
Janelle? I don't know.
Happy? Huh.
But I've heard someone else say Happy. Yeah, Happy. Have you watched Happy?
Just Happy.
No. So there's a show on Netflix called Happy. And
there's a movie.
There was a movie called Happiness.
There's a hot movie out on Netflix right now. Jennifer Aniston.
I've watched part of that.
Dumplin'.
I started watching Dumplin'.
Burr?
That's pretty. It's getting a lot of hype.
Is she Rachel?
No.
She plays.
She's like a pageant mom to a heavy set lady.
Yeah, to a heavy girl who's clearly not a pageant person.
Okay.
And so it's just this collision of worlds, you know.
Because I don't know anything about it. I saw a snippet of a trailer, I think. But she was a pageant girl when she was a kid. And she grows up in
1991.
Is it her daughter?
It is her daughter. At least that's the.
So, yeah. Or her daughter or her whoever she's coaching, like, they tell her you can't. And she's like, bullshit. Like,
no, it's her daughter.
You don't understand what this pageant thing's about. And she's like, it's,
all right.
Turning the pageant thing on its head, where it's like it's not about this, stereotypical beauty or whatever. Pretty,
So yeah, I plan on watching that whole thing.
I heard it's real good.
It's about not about being pretty; it's about beauty.
Yes,
right.
Called Dumplin'.
Dumplin'.
I had something. I pulled a BJ there for sure. I was like, I got something to say.
Yeah,
but I wasn't going to interrupt, and then I forgot what it was because I didn't interrupt.
That's the challenge of listening. Me. Yeah, of listening to try to like. Choose your moments.
I know.
Because like, if you don't jump on it, sometimes you're like, it's gone.
Every moment's my moment.
Yeah. And I'll stop everyone.
I'm trying my hardest to not.
I'll stop everyone to hear my moment.
I almost need a switch where I have to turn on my microphone and then turn it off. So that way I know that in order to talk, I have to be like...
You have to consciously,
instead of just blurting out bull crap while other people are talking.
Now, did you ever do improv?
Like, yes.
So I didn't.
And?
But I have a feeling that,
oh,
like,
God.
Doing improv.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Doing improv.
That was for you, Casey.
That's garbage.
Doing improv. Listening is like a huge part of it. Like,
oh yeah,
like you just have to listen.
Yeah,
so you listen, have to. And so that's what I always think about when we do our podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's funny because I looked up Dax Shepard's one. I couldn't find the one you were referred to, the Lauren Graham one. I was looking for it.
It's back.
Okay,
I start from the beginning.
Okay,
because then I got a wealth of goodness.
But all the comments on it was like, Dax, shut up. Dax, shut up. Yeah. Stop talking. Let your people talk. You ask them a question, then you cut them off. And I'm like, oh, that must be the challenge of all of our podcasts. You know, that's just how we do, you know.
I get caught up in the moment. And
true, yeah. You get excited.
You
I mean, in a conversation with anybody.
Jared's
that's
doing
how
it right now.
No.
Look at his face. Like,
I'm listening. I'm just listening.
I'm
just
taking it all in.
Listening like an idiot.
Instead of interrupting. No, it is. Like, I don't know. I don't remember when I noticed it, but it's been, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it did help, or it pointed it out more once you've been a regular.
Oh, really?
Because when it was me and BJ, like, we had a totally different thing going on.
Yeah.
Where it was like, I could see it in his face when, like, something was about to change, and I was like, I got it. And I would just start talking because that's how it worked. But then, like, there's another voice, and it's aww. Like, yeah. And I'm still used to just blurting out bull crap. Because that's what I did for 2 years or whatever. Like, anyway.
It is a little different. I mean, it's, you know, you could probably do the math, you know, but it's just
there's one more whole person.
Yeah, there's a whole other voice. To
or three fists, depending on
better
what
factor. Is what it is.
It's better.
It's better.
It is better. It is better.
Everything's better. We got structure. We got segments. We got drafts. We got Rich and Mikey P.
We got Patreons. Patrons.
Patrons.
Anyway, we've been rambling now at the end of this episode for a bunch of stuff. But this episode's going to come out. Literally right before Christmas, on Christmas Eve. So have a Merry Christmas out there.
Merry Christmas.
If you do Christmas, or if you don't, Happy Holidays or whatever.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, all that stuff. Hanukkah is over now, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll say Happy Hanukkah.
Well,
it's ended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely, definitely yeah, over.
It started at the beginning. Definitely, yeah. Definitely over.
Definitely over.
Definitely over. anyway, just happy holidays, you know, and then
celebrate.
I'm going to hope that we come out with an episode for the new year.
I hope so too.
Even if it's just we go back and chit chat about some of our favorite things that happened this year to us personally, not even just pop culture wise, but we probably throw some pop culture in there too.
We should do absolutely do an end of, because it would be right about the end of the year.
Yeah,
it'd be
like and then year. Maybe we take a couple weeks off.
We probably could do that,
but I kind of want to start getting some in the bank. So maybe we don't necessarily take them off, but we don't put them out immediately.
We get some non-specific episodes in the bank. I mean, like not in time specific episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we can have people listen. Like maybe Jess could listen and correct some of the bullcrap that spews out of my mouth.
And well, or
maybe
if we get our. You know, our tournament going, we could record a few episodes.
It's going to happen.
We could record a few episodes.
I will finish it, I promise. Once, it's going to be like the 2019 thing that we do, for sure. But with all of that being said, happy holidays out there. Happy New Year, because that's coming up next. We will hit that up, though, for sure. But for right now, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that stuff, whatever you do, Boxing Day, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But with that, let's wrap this thing up. Thanks for listening out there. This has been Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I am BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
You forget every time.
He does.
We're going to do that again. Thanks for listening out there. This has been Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I am BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.
I tell you, it's rough. I tell you, it's rough this time of year. Welcome, everybody. And you know me, I'm Rodney.
Okay, all right. Now we're ready. Okay.